It's time to welcome a living legend. BBC Radio 1. It's Mr. John Barrowman. And here he is.
Yay.
Oh, my goodness.
Good Hang morning. On a
That's not John Barrowman.
Don't even.
Look at the colour of you.
Look, yeah. What colour are you? Do you not know that we're all freezing in this country?
Well, I'm freezing now, too. I got back yesterday from holiday, for those of you who can't see me.
How long were you away for?
I was away for 2 weeks.
Wow. When was the last time you had a two-week holiday?
A year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, no. And then before that, it was 5 or 6 years before I'd had a vacation.
I don't think I've had 2 weeks away in the sunshine for over
years.
10 years.
Yeah, but that's by choice.
No, it's not.
What is it?
Well, I get 2 weeks off work.
Yeah?
And by the time I kind of get my... I always have to be back a few days before the show, and I can never go away the day, and it just starts eating away days either side of my 2 weeks.
That is the lamest excuse I've ever heard in my life.
Right, well, if I'm... Okay, so let's say... Let's choose somewhere in the world.
Choose somewhere in the world. Rio de Janeiro.
Right, so how many hours is that flight to get there?
That's probably 12. Right. 12 hours?
So I can't fly back on a Sunday. I have to fly back on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. That's 14 nights gone. And I can't leave on the Friday. I have to leave on the Saturday of my holiday. So then it's shortened down. And as well, I don't normally book my holiday till the day before I'm going.
As I said before, that's the lamest excuse I've ever heard in my life. If you want to go away, you will book to go away.
Whatever.
You just do it. Or get someone to do it for you.
I don't have people.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Do you have people? Do you have staff?
I have an assistant.
I see. I don't have an assistant.
I bet you do.
I don't. Well, I have unofficial assistants.
See?
I have Allard.
Hello.
Dave. Sophie. Rage. I have unofficial people in my life.
Would you book a vacation for him, Allard? Answer honestly.
He wouldn't like my vacations.
Why don't you book one for me?
Why don't you go together?
Yeah, I'd turn up and John would be there in the hotel reception going, "Hi!
Chris, welcome to your holiday. I'm so excited that you're here because, guess what? We're going snowboarding."
Do you know what? I'd love to see you on holiday.
Why?
Actually, do you know what? I have to be very careful during this interview. Very, very careful. Because one of the last times you were on...
Yeah?
You were either on or I was talking about you. And I was you were saying you're off to America and you're going to hopefully have a meet with the Desperate Housewives people and you're going to be there... Have a look for work and stuff. And I went, "God, it'd be fascinating to follow John Barrowman around America. Wouldn't that be fascinating?"
There
that,
I was.
That afternoon, the phone call came in from a TV channel going, "Let's do it. Let's make it. We'll send Chris out to follow John Barrowman around America. We'll make a documentary. It'll be brilliant."
I think you should.
And then my lovely manager goes, "Yeah, Chris kind of got the show
busy
to do." And they went, "Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can Allard do it?"
I was going to say, "I'll do it. I'll absolutely do it."
Listen, you would have a blast.
I know I would.
Just think, you and me and Wisteria Lane.
Oh, don't
with
do
those
that
women.
To me. Don't do that to me. That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, behind the scenes, follow the daily routine of what's going on. And if anyone does call, I want to co-produce it.
Now, did you... get in line. Now, get in... It was April last year, I think, you're on the show. So, almost a year ago.
Was it that long ago?
Now, did you know you got the job in Desperate Housewives? Or were you like...
No, I didn't know then. I knew that I was going to do the thing for Children in Need with Mylene when we traveled across America, and it was then that they said they'd like to meet me when I was over. It was Mark Cherry, the creator and the producer and head writer of it, who was a fan of Torchwood.
Right.
And so then when I went over, mm-hmm. I had a brunch with him. I sat around just like this, but having brunch, and he turned to me and he said... just started talking about stuff, and he said, "I'd like to write something for you. If it's not this series, maybe it'll be the next series, and if not in this, you know, current project I'm on, I'd like to write a pilot for you, which is a brand new show."
Now, hang on, seriously. Wow. You've been around for a few years.
Watch
it. You started very young.
Yeah.
Now,
six.
And you've done a lot of stuff. But do you not sit there at that point and in your head you're thinking, "Oh my God, this is unbelievable."
Chris, all the time. All the time. No matter how many different things that I do, I mean, and what I'm involved in, I always think that. First people I ring, I usually, my mom and dad first. And
hey, guess what?
You'll never believe what's happened.
Do you watch the Desperate Housewives? No, well, it doesn't matter. It's not your kind of thing. But so, anyway, listen.
That's and then I ring Scott, and then, you know, and then
Scott, it's unbelievable. Do you ever get confused? Do you ever ring Scott in a Scottish accent?
He doesn't like it.
What?
Because he doesn't know me as... He didn't meet me as John, Scottish John. He met me as American John. So when I do speak with my parents and he's there, the first year or so, he found it a bit freaky.
John, Everybody finds it freaky.
Well, you know what?
Get over it. It is the world's most. It's the weirdest thing.
Aye, but you do like it, don't you?
You did a documentary.
The Making of Me.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
BBC.
Yeah. They asked John if he'd do a documentary about himself. He went, let me think about it.
Yes.
But they didn't really explain until I don't know, did they explain in the show? But if they did, they certainly didn't explain beforehand.
What?
So that you, when you hang out with your family who are Scottish,
yeah.
your Scottish accent.
They did it in a little voiceover.
But
they
right did. At the end, I think, like afterwards. So you walk in and go, oh, look, but it was weird. You're in America
mm-hmm.
with your folks.
Yep.
Hello, it's me, the prodigal son returns here. And then they're going, what the hell is going on?
Yep.
So I'm with Scott. It's freaky. It's okay. Not right.
That's fine. And you know, that's fine.
Not normal.
Well, who's normal nowadays?
Not you.
Exactly.
Not you.
Exactly.
You're like super abnormal.
That's fine.
The world's most flamboyant superhero.
I hate that word.
I am super abnormal.
Super abnormal. Hey, no, it's not abnormal. It's
freak. I am super freak.
Abnormal's not a nice word, though, is it?
Yeah, but what I mean, but he's not. He,
no, I know
you
what
are
he
a mean. Bit of a freak.
I know exactly what he means.
The guy,
exactly,
seriously,
and individual.
I take it as a compliment, Chris. Don't you worry.
And look, freak up in the dictionary. Freak. It's you know, he is like. Listen, I would love to know if there's something you're really bad at.
Oh, like, there. Oh,
do you
yeah.
cook?
I can cook, but I'm not a good cook.
Right.
At least I say so.
You can sing, you can act, you can dance, well, you can present.
I like to think I can.
Tell me again.
Something I'm bad at, I'm yeah. not very organized.
Oh, really?
No. That's why I need somebody else to organize okay. stuff for me. I am terrible. I don't do, like, laundry.
So are you bad at life?
No, I'm not bad at life.
Right,
I'm bad at the kind of organizational things in right. life, like that's why I have someone like an assistant to do it. My manager Gavin does all this stuff for
right.
me. But if I like when I'm at home, I'm a bit of a mess.
Right,
I you know, going to bed at night, take the clothes off on the floor.
Right,
and then the next morning, get up and go. Ugh, the clothes are on the floor. Ugh! And I don't
pick them up.
No, no. But I don't. I wait till there's a pile, and then I'll pick them up
right,
and put them in the laundry, and then. And then there's such a big pile, it takes me, you know, a day to do all the laundry.
So get
and right now someone's going like he ever does any laundry.
Yeah. When was the last time you put clothes in a washing machine?
Yesterday. And I washed the dog's beds.
The what?
The beds for the dogs.
God's sake.
What do you mean?
I don't get people with animals.
Why?
Because they're animals.
No, listen.
They're not like living, breathing things.
Yes.
Oh, they're just how dare you?
No, they are.
Does your house smell of dog?
Nope. That's one thing it doesn't smell of.
Hairs everywhere?
Nope. Oh. Nope, because we make sure that it's very, very clean. My dogs are clean. My dogs sparkle. My dogs come out of the shower and they go ting.
How many dogs have you got?
Three.
What are their names?
Charlie, who's gay. And then we have Harris,
who's a bit of a dodo. Is he really a gay dog?
Yes, he is.
Okay. All right.
Trust me.
All right.
He's a gay dog.
All right.
And he does a lot of other stuff to the other ones. Anyway.
Quickly, fam, reverse that, John. Nice.
Yeah, reverse.
Advanced driving course,
yeah.
You went on.
He has. I have a Jack Russell who's a thug. So I've got okay. three very
so
distinct
the names
dogs.
Are what again?
I've got Captain Jack, who's the Jack Russell.
Ah, oh, nice.
Yeah. And I have Charlie, who's a Golden Cocker Spaniel. And I have Harris, who is the Black Cocker Spaniel.
Okay, all right. Captain Jack, that's Torchwood, he said.
So yes. They're proper dogs. They're not those stupid little handbag dogs.
Do I look like one of those people who don't watch
no.
it?
No, I wasn't
a
saying
stupid
that.
Little, actually, I confess. I have a confession to
have
make.
You got a stupid little dog as well?
No, I don't, but I'd really like one. I'd like a Chihuahua.
Would you?
But I won't get one. And Scott, no. I wouldn't. Scott was like, no, you won't get one. But for Jack, when I first got him, when he was a little puppy, he was really cute, and I bought an expensive carry case for him, and he got in it, and he went, it looked at me like, get me out of good. This, which good. Is a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. So have you filmed Desperate Housewives yet?
No, I leave in 2 weeks.
How excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I think it's, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
1,000, the word, the one that has the A in it.
I bet.
And remember, if you need a friend out there, if you're lonely, just give me
I'm telling you, if someone wants to make that show, come on.
How long are you going to be out there in LA for?
2 months.
So will Scott go with you?
Scott will come out for my birthday.
Does Scott work here in London?
Yeah, he's got.
Right.
He's an architect. He's got his own company that he does stuff. Yes. Yeah.
They're not feeling the pinch in the Barrowman household.
A little. Listen, speaking of pinch, being away on holiday, I've put on weight.
Yeah, you do look fat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to get down the gym.
I am going to start my running
again.
You
need to get them teeth whitened again.
I had them done on holiday.
Well.
They're even more chingier than ever. I drank my coffee through a straw this morning. First time I've ever done that. Hey! That was me smiling, by the way.
So I guess so that must be kind of mixed because you're out in LA filming, which is going to be amazing, and Desperate Housewives and the Universal lot and everything, but then your boy is going to be here.
No, he'll come out the first 2 weeks.
Okay.
Sorry, for 10 days, then he'll go back because when I filmed a TV series for NBC years ago called Titans, I was out there and he was here.
Called what?
Titans.
Well, of course.
See? Mm-hmm. And we, he came out, we figured, we knew that it was
what?
About...
What are you saying?
You've thrown me off
look
course here. No, I can't look at you. Because I know, I'm not going to go there. We realized that it's the longest we could spend apart was about 2.5 months.
Right.
So...
Well, God, that's a long time, though.
Well, of course it is. But, you know, when you really care for someone and you love someone that much, that you what is it? Distance makes the heart grow fonder. Or distance makes the heart wander.
No.
What do you say no for?
Don't say that.
What? What's the truth?
Grow fonder.
There's dead silence there.
Not with everybody, though.
What's the rule do you have? Do you have that different
what's
area
the rule?
Codes thing? If you're in different area codes, then it's fine. It's that, or you
no, we don't have that rule.
You don't have that rule.
We don't have that rule.
Okay, you're well-behaved, boy.
Yes, I'm well-behaved.
They call him Zip
I'm realistic.
In America.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
I'm realistic.
Well, you better be, because Alan's moving into Scott's as soon as you go to LA.
Come on, Alan! Actually, Scott wouldn't mind. Alan, he likes Alan.
Oh, I always blush when he comes in.
Who, John?
Yeah, every
Why?
Time you come in, I turn into this blushing heap in the corner.
Why do you talk like him, like he's not here anymore?
I'm trying
when
not to look.
In,
he's not trying not to look at me.
If I don't I look, text, he's not there.
Every so often, I'll give you a text, won't I?
Very
once in a
rarely.
Blue moon. Yeah, once
I
in a blue
I do try
moon.
And have a conversation, but you're very busy.
But you never call me. What, you can just ring me.
Are you a caller than a texter?
Depends. And if I'm busy, I will text you and say I'm busy, I can't talk.
Okay.
But I will talk.
I know this isn't for on air, but I really quickly want to say I did what you told me to do on the beach
yes.
when I went abroad, and it worked beautifully.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What the hell? Well, now you, so you,
see, that's
now
why,
you've got to talk about that.
See, that's why you have to have him following me in a TV show, because you'll get all that inside information.
Do you remember, John gave me advice about what I should do to look good on the beach?
Yes.
You know, cover up.
The stags, well.
Yeah.
You know, at night time.
If that's not an option, and it went really well.
It worked good.
Thank you.
Didn't you go to Brazil?
No, it was Miami.
Miami.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, I'm fascinated.
Everybody walking around in bikinis.
So, hang on. So, Alad, you said to John, listen, I'm going on holiday to Miami. Give me advice on how to look good on the beach.
No, he was going through a difficult time at that period.
This is when you
as all your listeners will remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was going through that difficult time, and he was a little bit of self-confidence wasn't there.
Yeah.
And he does. He looks great. He was not body... He was a bit body conscious.
Yeah, well, he's got a very hairy back.
So?
Did you have a wax? Was that your advice?
No.
Wax the legs?
Yeah.
You look down, pill down, man.
Standing up straight and turning your hips so that you kind of, you know, it gets pulled in and everything looks nice.
Show me. I want to learn.
No, it's fine.
So I start.
No, do it. No,
like
seriously. Well,
no,
stand.
No, don't. No.
What do you mean, don't
well,
now?
Because that was a year ago and I felt
Chris,
good.
Not like that.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because you look like a girl.
Because my boobs are sticking out.
What you got to do.
I think you're fine. These are called pecs.
Are they? Man pecs?
Yeah.
What you gotta do is... but you gotta stand.
It's not a bra, it's a pec holder.
You gotta tilt back a little bit so that it's almost like you feel like you're crunching your stomach and then...
not the same
and
on you.
And you can feel your pecs going forward and you're putting your hips out a little bit.
How's that?
You look very comfortable, Chris.
He looks like he needs to go to the toilet.
It looks like you've got a...
I feel like I've just been to the toilet.
Yeah.
But we're back, by the way.
We are back.
Yes.
You are? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So it all worked very well.
Good.
That was during the wilderness years then you're
that
talking
was
about.
3 months were apart, so yeah.
See?
I saw you on
distance
a
distance makes the heart grow fonder, or distance makes the heart wander.
Mm.
And it grew fonder, didn't it?
In Alan's case, both. So, you know, I'm joking, of course.
Don't pick on him.
Why not?
Because.
But it's funny.
It's not funny.
It is. It's amusing.
It's not funny to make some fun of someone's personal life, Mr. Moyles.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
That's out of order. It's not just his personal life. It's everything about him. this is the whole package.
Keep picking, and then, you know, when we finally part, I can go and see John in America.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you're doing, yeah. He's going to ring. First day in L.A. Chris has really upset me. Can I come and stay with you for 2 weeks?
I'm going to listen to you while I'm in L.A. because in the car, when I rent cars and stuff, it's on satellite radio.
Yeah, Sirius.
Are you serious? This is Chris Moyles on Sirius Radio, Catholic Radio in America. Seriously. Oh, no, you're not serious, are you, Chris?
Oh, my God. Oh,
are you serious? God. I'm so serious that you're on Sirius. What a silly name for a radio thing. Mm.
Sirius is the dog star, by the way.
The dog star?
Mm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the brightest star.
What?
It's the brightest. No, that's
you.
Oh, thank you. Ching.
All right. So listen, good luck with Desperate Housewives.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can we talk about who you play or anything like that?
You can talk about it. I think it's out there already, isn't it? I've been away. I've been in a kind of capsule floating around in the sea.
Wow. Really? What, you
No, that was just, no, that was just a...
Should I say what
BBC
I've heard?
Three, what, yeah, tell me what you've heard. Tell me what you've heard thus far. Because if you've been watching, there's clues, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Get with the new woman who has moved into Wisteria Lane. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true
have
or
you,
not.
Where have you heard it?
I don't know, actually.
The official line
Here's a question. Well, here's a question, right? So, if the guys saw you in Torchwood, I would imagine it's a very strong, masculine character.
I'm a villain.
Ooh. Yeah, he's a villain.
And apparently, I come in to the new, what they call the mystery storyline, which is about this new family.
Whose son is hot.
Hello, that's me! I'm in it too! Sorry.
Yes, I'm saying that with a big smile on my face. You're not in it, by the way.
No, it's not really me. He saw me torture, I thought I was rubbish.
I affect all the women in some way. On the cul-de-sac.
I know. Well, you do in real life.
Thank you.
Yeah. Some people love you.
Some people hate me.
Some people hate you.
And that's life, isn't it?
So when do you start filming?
Just roughly in about 2 weeks. This whole table just raised up.
That is really
freaky. Listen, that's...
Do you know what?
You just raised the desk.
Accidentally. You raise me up so I can sit on the table.
I think I accidentally touched it with the arm of my chair.
How did you make the desk move? Right, so, well, listen, good luck. It's going to be, it's very exciting.
I'm really excited
it's
about
massive.
It.
It's massive.
It's totally
really
massive. And, I will be coming back. I'll be back in 2 months to come and do a project that I'm not allowed to talk about yet.
Now, is that going to be a bit of a come down after doing...
No, nothing's a come down, Chris. Okay. Nothing's a come down.
Well,
look at it all. It's all... That's why it's all different and everything has its own excitement. And, you know, if Desperate Housewives leads to something else in the States... I mean, weirdly enough, like last year I was offered to do Grey's Anatomy, House, and a TV show for CBS, and I couldn't
House
do them.
Is the big massive bingo show. In the
yes.
Dob is at the ready.
Eyes down looking. So I reckon I know what you're doing when you come back, what big project you're doing.
What's that?
Well, I don't know what it is, but I can have a guess.
Go on, guess.
I reckon that's an Andrew Lloyd Webber thing.
I would reckon you're wrong.
Oh.
Okay, really?
These notes are rubbish, aren't they?
No, I just made that up.
I'm not involved in it.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
You're smiling, though. There's something. I'm not a million miles away, am I?
No, are you talking about the Dorothy program?
I have no idea.
Well, I can say I'm not involved in that.
You're not involved with Dorothy?
No.
Okay.
I'm a friend of Dorothy's, but right. I'm not involved
You're
with
not
it.
Involved in the show. I appreciate that. all right, we've got so much stuff to talk to you about.
I know you do.
And there's no news yet about Torchwood. Maybe that's the secret.
No. There's no news. I haven't been told anything, and that's really all I can say.
Liar.
I'm not a liar.
You've officially not been told anything, but I reckon unofficially.
How do you know officially? I might have been told, but I'm just not allowed to say.
I'm looking at you, and I think you're a bad liar.
You're probably. Listen, I haven't been told anything because they are out there. Someone will pick up on something that's a joke and they'll make a big deal out of it. I haven't been told anything. Who's in charge of it?
Who's the main man at Torchwood?
Well, the main. What do you mean? And if me? No.
No. Hello.
The main writer and producers are obviously with the BBC are Julie Gardner and Russell T. Davies.
Right now, Russell T. He's still going to do Torchwood, isn't he? He's still.
Don't know.
Oh,
because he's finished.
He said goodbye to Doctor Who.
He said goodbye to Doctor Who, but Russell has said that if he had always wanted Torchwood to continue, and he would want to be a part of it.
He should. He shouldn't really.
Of course.
Alone.
Well,
he
I you know listen. I am so not going anywhere near that.
Right. Okay.
You can speculate all you want. I'm doing no speculation because I say one thing and it gets picked up.
Wow, okay. We're seeing John uncomfortable.
I know.
I don't think
I like
I've ever
it.
Seen that.
I haven't seen him uncomfortable since we went for dinner.
You know me. I normally like to just go blah, 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 blah. But
I appreciate
you. You appreciate what happens. Not the rules have changed.
Times
just,
have changed.
It's just too much. It's too much.
Is it true that you were up for the role as in replacing David Tennant, but they were worried that they would
for the doctor?
Yeah, but
no.
They were worried it was going to be called Doctor
Woo. Doctor Woo. That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine it?
Because you're quite butch in Torchwood. You know, I like.
Listen, just because you're gay doesn't mean you can't play a straight character. You wouldn't say to like,
it's
you know,
to do with being gay. It's
I know that
outrageously camp.
I'm not outrageously camp, am I? Only on certain occasions.
No, but you're not. You know, that's all I'm saying. You don't. You know that you are a very camp man in real life.
No, I think I am a bit.
You don't think you're camp?
No, I don't think I'm camp. I think I'm over the top.
Right. Okay.
There's a very big difference.
What's in your eyes? What is camp?
For me, camp is when everything's all like this and fabulous. I don't talk like that.
Right.
And that's there's people like that and they're fantastic and wonderful, but that's just
Pineapple
not me.
Pineapple Studios.
Pineapple Studios.
I've got to see this documentary.
It's hilarious.
Really?
On Sky.
It's unbelievable. I've been away.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, you'll like it.
You got Sky Home?
Yeah.
Sky Anytime.
Yeah.
Next time you're in the house for an hour with nothing to do, just watch it.
Really?
It's hilarious.
Fantastic.
I can't watch it on BBC iPlayer.
It's amazing.
Obviously not, because it's another channel.
You watch it on the Sky.
Yes.
Look, let's do Tedious Link with Dave,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to get back to talking about...
Dave, you've been very quiet today.
I'm just soaking it all up, Mr. John Barrowman.
Are you? Mm. And you're also making the table go up and down.
Accidentally.
So, Desperate Housewives.
Yes.
Lovely.
I was just saying off air, Wisteria Lane is actually where they used to film a TV show, a very iconic American TV show called Leave It to Beaver.
I've never seen Leave It to Beaver. I've heard a lot about it, but yeah. I've never seen it.
1950s,
seen.
And it was like the wholesome show in America. And those houses, I don't know if many people ever saw Universal Studios in that area of the Wisteria Lane before it was Desperate Housewives. It was dilapidated and, you know, not looked after very well. And the Psycho House, if you've seen the movie Psycho, was up on the hill. And they rebuilt all those homes in order to do Wisteria. I'm really excited about it.
Fascinating. So.
Thanks, Chris.
Do you know what? I got very upset because at the same Universal Studios, that's where they filmed Back to the Future with the clock tower, and it burnt down, didn't it? They had fire.
I know.
Also,
genuinely a little bit upset.
Is that square where they did Back to the Future not the same square that the Dukes of Hazzard had? Is that the same place?
Dukes of Hazzard is Warner Brothers, I think.
Oh, is it?
Was it?
Yeah, there's a square at the Warner Brothers lot, which is Dukes of Hazzard. Police Academy. Mm. It's like loads of different things. It's the same thing, you know.
We did the tour.
I could do the tour. I really could. I could actually host the tour. I'm that much.
The Universal one.
Both. Over here is Police Academy. You may recognize that. It's also been used as Hazard County. Over here, you may recognize from the last episode of Seinfeld. Now, further down here, if you come with me. Oh, yeah, I'm a bit.
The Friends set that we went to, that was.
Warner Brothers.
Well, you do even pay attention.
Yeah, but I get confused. Universal and Warner.
See, it's all like because it was Warner Brothers, but they do it. They film it for NBC, and it's all different things. Like for instance, Desperate Housewives is on the Universal lot, but it's made for ABC Disney.
Right.
By ABC Disney,
and ABC also make Lost.
Yes.
What about that? Listen, did you see the other program that Joseph Fiennes was in? The one. Flashback? Was
flash
it called?
Forward.
Flash Forward.
Yes.
Have you heard the rumor?
No.
Well, I'm sure you have. But in those 2 minutes, minutes that everyone went blank? The whole series of Lost happened in those 2 minutes.
Oh, shut up.
Seriously.
Well, actually, there is
people went.
Oceanic. There's a poster for Oceanic.
There is.
In the background.
Yeah.
And it's the same creators. And I think they just had to figure out a way to... That makes sense, doesn't it? So everybody who was on... Because remember, they go back to society, and then happens again. They black out.
They have the same actors. Charlie is another person in this program.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she can't be somebody else in Lost.
Charlie's a man.
Charlie's the guy, the English guy who was in The Hobbit.
Shows how much attention I paid to it.
No.
Yeah.
There's a twist.
There's a twist to it. But that's the theory in the States at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. I think I've lost out.
Have you?
I think I have.
Tell me.
Oh, come on. It's fine. Brilliant.
Oh, no, I love Lost. I really do. Yeah.
Forget it. Whatever.
I want to hear what your theory is.
Bye.
They're all in limbo.
Bye.
They're all dead.
Not telling you.
Too bad then. All right.
Forget it. Do you know what wouldn't be great in that fast forward thing?
What?
Was it flash forward?
Yeah, flash forward.
You know, in that 2 minutes of the blackout?
Yeah.
The whole Desperate Housewives job offer for John? Just made up 3 months. He turns up on the first day. Hi, it's Mr. Barrowman here. First day in Desperate Housewives.
Who?
Mr. Barrowman, your name's not on the list.
Really?
Oh. You fell for it.
No. You're desperate, but you're not a housewife. Get out.
Anyway.
You look at me like that.
What?
That look.
What look?
That tilted down chin and at the top of your eyes. The flirtatious look.
Do you not think I'm looking very well at the moment?
You are.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, last time I did see you, you were really sweaty. And you said you were going to tell
this
you were
morning,
yeah, because you would run. You ran all the way from your house to the studio here.
Yeah.
And then you were going to run back.
I did.
Did you?
Back. Yeah, it was too much though, and it was a really bad, windy, rainy.
Were you sick
day later? No, I wasn't sick. It was just too much. I kind of got 2 miles into the run back and thought.
And jumped in a taxi and got a kebab.
No, I did. I did it. I ran all the way.
Good for you.
It was horrible.
Good for you though.
Too much. But yeah, I'm still training.
Good. You do look good. You keep losing weight. It's very good.
That's because I've got a role in Desperate Housewives coming up.
Do you?
Yeah, I kill this character called Patrick. I started about two and a bit months.
2 and a bit months.
Yeah.
Now, that'll be good then, because the series will be over.
Now listen, you've made another album.
Yeah. Go on. There's another comment there.
It's been described as perhaps his most personal album to date. The album he has always wanted to make.
By John Barrowman.
Yeah.
Can I have a look?
Oh, you got it there?
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, look at that.
It's a very nice look. And do you know what the photograph...
It's a special box set.
The photograph on the back, sure. John Barrowman, makes you look like you're wearing makeup.
What? So it does.
Looks like you've got lipstick on.
I don't have lipstick on, I just have good pouting lips.
Now... Tell me if this is true. I've heard that you've moved away from the Barry Manilow, I Made It Through the Rain stuff, and you've taken on a completely new direction.
You heard wrong!
After the success of his previous records, John Barrowman is back with Prodigy Classics.
Was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Please.
With yellow feathers.
Oh, this is a good one. Everybody loves a bit of Lola in Copacabana.
Merengue and do the cha-cha.
Is that, what is this now? Your second album, third album?
Third album. Third with Sony, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many albums have we sold, you know?
I don't know. It's not out yet.
No, none of this, but of the others.
Oh, I don't know.
You haven't a clue?
Gazillions.
10?
Maybe 11.
Wow. By the way, if anybody's interested and they want a copy of John Barrowman's live DVD, I bought 2 copies at Christmas, right, for a friend. Mm. Realised I already had it. Went shopping again a week later. Forgot I bought it. Bought it again.
So you have 3.
I've got now 2 copies of John's DVD.
Chris?
Yeah.
Call me next time. I'll give you one.
Right. Well, I'm sure you will. But his DVD, because he has a lockup in Ipswich with thousands of them. That's why he's not got any sleep. He's on Amazon all night ordering. Let's have a look at the album. Where is it?
There.
John's got it.
This is the box, special box set that's going to be released for Mother's Day.
God, look at you on the front cover.
But look at the back. Look at the back with the makeup on.
That's not airbrushed at all.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely
maybe a
lipstick.
Little. What?
You got lipstick on.
I am not wearing lipstick. I don't wear lipstick.
This is like a photo from your Live and Kicking days. Look at you.
Shut up.
Botox much? Seriously?
None. Listen, actually, if you're saying that's like from my Live and Kicking days, I take that as a compliment, because if I still look like that, I'm happy.
There's a guy in Pineapple Dance Studio from this weekend's episode who looks like that.
Is there really?
Yes, there is. Do you remember he looks like this picture? The new album featuring songs from stage and screen, including The Winner Takes It All, One Night Only, memory.
Why are you saying all that with a frown in your face?
Oh, because...
Because what?
I wouldn't even get to track three without killing myself.
Yes, you would. You're the gayest straight man I've ever met.
I'm not gay, I'm just camp.
Well, at least somebody is.
I won't send roses.
Yeah?
I don't know any of these songs.
Well, exactly, because you're not cultured.
My eyes adored you.
Surely you know that.
What show is that from?
Jersey Boys.
Oh, okay.
You only did that because you read it on the cover.
Yeah. You'll never walk alone. There you go, Dave. You love that. Oh, can I open this?
Yeah, play it. Play that one. Listen, that's a really brilliant one.
Do you know what? And Dave hates that song.
Let me open it quicker.
Now what? How rude.
What?
Oh, do you know what? Seriously. The record company is so embarrassed at this. You can't even open them.
Give me it over here.
I've got it.
Don't put You'll Never Walk Alone.
We're running
Why not?
Out of time, unfortunately.
Oh, because we're running out of time.
What time do you have to go?
Oh, listen to the two monies over there. We're running out of time. Me. You got enough time to do a quiz, don't you?
John, look at you.
They love the quiz.
Look at you on the back. What is that jacket? What are you wearing? Do you not let Scott see any of these pictures before?
It's purple. That's a purple jacket.
Was it velour?
It was velvet. It's supposed to look like a theatrical kind of thing.
So for all Liverpool Football Club fans,
go on. That's the wrong track.
Was it really?
That's from the musical
that
Nine.
Memory.
How would you know it all sounds the same?
It doesn't all sound the same.
Have we checked this for language?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's clean.
You'll never effing walk alone.
You'll never flipping walk again.
Yeah, John's fans love a bit of effing and shit. You go and see him in concerts, actually. Bird and Bannon, but with music.
I've heard that.
John Barrowman. Sing.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up
high,
and don't be afraid of the dark.
What's that?
At the end of
I recorded
the storm,
it at a pig farm.
What's in the back?
Is a golden sky and the sweet
we were next to a lagoon.
Song
Don't play the geese.
That's the geese, then. That's the geese.
Walk on through the wind.
I don't know what kind of geese they were.
Walk on
play the geese again.
Through the
please.
Rain. Gobbling
geese.
And
was that a pig?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
The ending to that is the best bit, but you really would never get to it.
The ending of all your songs is the best
bit.
Oh.
Listen, I did a Doctor Who kind of tribute song. No, you gotta go. It's
seriously.
That's not at the end. It's with the big build. There.
Yeah, you're right. It's good. So the album is out on Monday.
Yes.
So not today. Not yesterday. Next Monday.
Yes.
But I'm sure you could pre-order it if you would.
You can pre-order it if you can on one of the places where you can buy. You download your music.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can.
You know what it is. You can't say the name. Or can I?
Is it the letter of the alphabet?
What?
Is it the letter of the alphabet?
It is. It's
tunes.
I.
Right. You can.
It's iTunes. And then you can also get it on Amazon.com or you can go into any local. I'm going to mention three. .co.uk or
.com. It's not available for the American market.
It is. It is.
Seriously?
It is.
Don't release
it. It is. I'm going to be on Desperate Housewives. Of course they want to hear it.
Thank God. Can you imagine?
Fabulous.
You should be ashamed of yourself for getting paid to plug this. You should be. Look at the work you've done in the past.
I pay him well.
There's a picture of John coming out from behind the curtain. Oh, there's John laughing there. Don't laugh too much. You don't want his skin to crack.
So evil.
There's a picture of John on his tour. Right? There's no one there in the audience. No.
Listen, there's also an iTunes exclusive. Oh, I said, sorry.
Is it an instrumental?
No, it's not. It's called The Doctor and I. It's not a song. It is. It's the song from Wicked, which is called The Wizard and I, and Stephen Schwartz and myself redid some of the lyrics, and it's kind of my tribute to my days in Doctor Who and how Captain Jack feels about the Doctor.
Oh, no, don't. Captain Jack doesn't sing.
No, he doesn't. John Barrowman's singing it.
Yeah, but, oh, see, that's wrong.
No, it's not wrong. Everybody likes it.
Desperate Housewives is a street with Desperate Housewives in it. There is so much tragedy, Desperate Housewives.
Actually, note that down, because I'll do that song next. That's going on the next album.
What are you doing for the rest of the day today?
I'm going around doing different things to plug what's in your hand.
Are you doing some good things?
I am. I'm singing on... I'm going to see Lorraine Kelly. Oh, nice. We Lorraine, and we're going to sit and talk about what's good for you, what's not, and then what you can buy in the shops today.
Oh, that's handy.
And then I'm off to do the One Show tonight. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I love the
One!
Well, yeah, that's right. And you can sing along. You can do that. There's nothing. Oh. There's nothing. Oh. There's nothing.
One.
There's nothing. Oh. Welcome to the One Show. I'm Adrian Charles. I want to kill myself. I'm so depressed on the sofa tonight. Very pleased to say, so it says in my auto cue, the shy and retiring John Barrowman is on the show. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you doing?
Great.
Nice to see you.
No, it's National Picnic Hamper Week. So we sent Chris Akabusi all the way to Coventry to find out how the little fellas are made.
And then come back and ask me if I've ever been on a picnic.
Yeah.
No.
And they'll come out and go, Johnny, are you a picnic type of a person? Do you enjoy a picnic?
When you love it. Do I look like a picnic type of person?
Yeah. So you got a new album out. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to spend 30 seconds talking about your album, and then we'll talk about that later.
We've
got to move on.
Here's a bet. Let's bet something.
Now, candles. We've all bought them.
That's exactly what he'll do. Talk right over me.
Charles Brandreth has been gone to see how candles were made and where they came from.
If I can get them to talk about the album for more than 30 seconds.
Oh, unbelievable.
If it's less than 30 seconds, somebody can time this. I'll donate some money to a charity for you. And if it's more than 30 seconds, you donate money to one of my charities.
Hang on. So if it's more than... they plug your album for more than 30 seconds.
Because you're saying he won't...
charity?
You're saying he won't... But you just said that he won't do anything like that for more than 30 seconds.
I don't give a rat's ass, ain't my album. I tell you what, if you promote my album on the One Show, I'll give money to charity.
Listen, your album was good, though.
You haven't heard my album.
I have. I've heard you play it. No, actually, because...
No, I haven't played any.
I know.
Love to play. I'm not allowed.
I know.
But, you plug my album on the One Show, I'll plug your album when I'm on Friday.
Okay.
Now, Chris, you're here to talk about your TV show? No, I'm here to talk about John Barrowman's album. Yeah, I'm the only guest who's going to come on the One Show and plug somebody else's material.
Watch, I'm going to mention yours. And then you'll have to, because you'll feel guilty if you don't.
Welcome to the One Show, and here's our very special guest tonight, Chris Boyles.
I made it through.
Actually, that's the last album, isn't it? It has to be. You know, Adrian, I'm not here to talk about my TV show. I'm here to sing a song for you. Listen up.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. With yellow feathers.
I'd love that.
I would love that too.
Wouldn't it be great if Adrian just went,
oh, you got a new album out here, and... But I don't want to talk about it. I want to sing about it. Somebody throws up a mic and Adrian Char goes, her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
And then she gets up and dances.
Chrissy Blakely jumps out the window and just goes,
starts dancing.
I'm leaving. Bye.
That would be good. It'll never happen.
Oh, man. It will never happen.
No, it will never happen.
Done.
No.
John Barrowman's album is called...
John Barrowman.
John Barrowman, that's handy.
It's an easy one, isn't it? Nice to remember.
What, did you do that meeting on the phone? Next. It's got John Barrowman. Next. Put my name on it, my face on it, and it will sell. So the album is out on Monday. It's an ideal gift for anybody you know who's a fan of John or clinically insane.
Don't get yourself in trouble here.
And, I don't need to be clinically. Seriously, good luck with Desperate Housewives.
Thank
and by
you.
The way, we haven't swapped numbers. I'll call you. If Alan doesn't ring you, I'll call you.
You have my number.
I don't have your number.
I gave you my number last time I was on.
I don't have it.
Well, why not?
Because I don't have it. You didn't give it to me. Maybe you gave it to Alan, but I don't have it.
He puts it in his codes. Maybe it's in there, you just don't realise it's him.
Yeah.
What if you put him in your phone as him?
What have you put me under? Because I do that with people, code names.
Yeah. I hate it because you forget who everyone is.
Yeah, and then they ring and you're like, Willy Wonka? Why have I got Willy Wonka on my phone?
You went to, Willy Wonka's ringing. Let me just answer it. Mm. Hello? Hello, Johnny. It's Adrian.
I'm going to have to change this now, but I have to tell you, because I have David Tennant on my phone just as the doctor.
Well, that's code.
And that's code. That's my code. I thought it was cute, though. It's going to change now.
He's not in my phone. I don't know.
Isn't he?
No.
Oh, well, too bad.
Have you found John?
But I'll have all the Desperate Housewives ladies in my phone.
I've changed it to non-code.
Oh, nice. Do you know what he's hidden you in his phone as?
But that was because
John Barrowman. Brilliant.
That's because you were code. And then the other half turns to me and goes, Who's Fran?
Oh,
I'm like, I don't know.
Fran? You called me Fran.
You know why? Because you live near my ex, Fran.
Oh, even better. That's all right then.
And then he was like, Who's Fran? I'm like, I don't know. Honestly, who's Fran? He's sending you kisses. I don't know. And then it's like, oh, that's
Did you have to tell everybody I sent you kisses?
Oh, no, you didn't, obviously. It's just.
But if you did.
Do you have any sex messages?
There's a scandal.
It's a new phone, actually. You know,
you've had that phone for ages.
No, this phone.
What kind of phone is it? Let me see. Just hold it up.
The alphabet
I'm not going to say. Oh, yeah, that's all right. But how. Is that the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You haven't texted him for months. You don't care about him anymore. You just use at it. That's all you do. You're a user.
Stop it.
You
don't talk to me like that.
User.
Whatever.
Your mother works at McDonald's.
Do you know you're not allowed to say the word loser anymore?
Are you not?
No.
Chris, take it back.
What? But I can say McDonald's? Really? I'm so confused with the rules these days.
But there are other burger joints that you can go eat at. Yes.
There are other names for losers available. Isn't that right, Dominic?
Pardon?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
How many times have I been on this show?
Three
Too
times.
Many.
Right.
Three times. Is that right?
Yeah.
And it's only the third appearance. It does feel like so many more.
It feels like so many, doesn't it?
It really does.
Like thousands.
I'm
Which has an A in it.
Through the raid.
Time for the news.
Great. Am I done?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
John Barrowman sings.
And plays pan pipes. I can't afford an orchestra.
With a cape on.
They really threw some money at this album, didn't they, John? Panpipes?
It's meant to be Celtic sounding. From a Scottish side.
Everybody wants to be famous. Nobody wants to be famous, shameless.
A bit of rap in there. Jingly bits.
Well, I try my best, but I'm losing a bit of weight.
Midnight.
It's like midnight by the time the song's ready to finish. It goes on forever. Can I keep a copy of this album?
You can have that one if
can
you
I
like.
Have this?
Yes, you can.
That's lovely. Thank you.
Oh, don't break it.
No, I'm not. I'm putting the CD back in there. I'll give this to my friend Abby. Who
Good.
Loves you.
Do you want me to sign it for her?
Yeah, please.
No problem.
There you go.
Everybody's looking stressed in this room.
Oh. You're in
Except
the room.
You. I don't you stress never
think
people
that,
out.
I like you know how the Queen. The joke about the Queen is she must think that everywhere smells of paint. Because when they turn up, they give the place a look. Do you ever feel that every room you walk into, people are on edge and a little bit rolling their eyes? Anyway, John's album is out on Monday.
All the time. And you know what? I love to make them turn around.
John's album is out on Monday. And Desperate Housewives is going to be a big hit. I'm really excited for you, Ian. I really am. I think it's going to be great.
I'm going to be so. Listen, I usually don't get nervous, but I am starting to get nervous about the whole thing because
don't get nervous.
If I have to do a scene, if I have to do one, I don't know yet. But with Ava Longoria,
oh, amazing!
You'll be like,
can't wait.
Oh my god, I'm working with a woman in the hair commercial.
Can you imagine if I said that? Aren't you that girl from the hair commercials?
She's meant to be lovely. I've heard.
Yeah.
I've seen her on interviews and stuff. She seems really nice.
Tiny lady.
Really? Like myself.
And then Brie. I love Brie.
I don't like cheese.
I don't like the new Brie.
I like Gorgonzola.
Really?
Do you?
She lives at number 9.
And then, name's gone right on
Terry
my head.
Terry Hatcher. She's still
Terry Hatcher, lovely.
I like her.
Yeah, yeah. See, I used to watch Lois and Clark.
I love that show.
That brilliant show.
Love that show.
Brilliant show. And then Felicity Huffman.
I used to be in The Good Life.
It's Felicity Kendall. I'm really excited. I'm going to take pictures for you and send them to you.
Oh my God, John, you're outrageous. Do you mean of the filming?
No, I'm not even going to answer that because that was so insincere.
Oh, whatever.
It was really insincere.
We're just having a joke. Seriously.
I know.
Insincere. Cool, Jets.
Insincere.
Calm down. Insincere. How rude. Insincere. I don't even know what the word insincere means. Listen, it's been lovely having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Big fan.
It's great. I enjoy coming here because it lets me get out my campsite.
Which you normally hide so well.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Being in this room with a bunch of butch people.
How rude. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely John Barrett.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.